Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Tainis Daf Ches in the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Aloch Zayin in the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Ovru Eilu Veloi Nanu. If the second set of Tanesim given to the Tzibur passed and they still weren't answered, there was no rain, so Beis Din Goizim Oit Sheva. So Beis Din are Goizir 7 more Tanesim Shehem Shloisha Set Tanir Sel Tzibur. Total of 13, because they had 3 plus 3 plus 7. It's a total of 13. Umayelu Yisir Sel Shares. Which Chumras do you have in these 7 more than the first ones? Shebeilu Matrim, they blow the Shofar. Vinoyalim Esachanuris, they lock the stores. Basheni on Monday, Matim Chashecho, they open it a little bit before dark, before the end of the day. Ubechamishi Mutur, Bnei Kvar the Shabbos, and on Thursday is Mutur because of Kvar Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly is Mutur. Sok the Gemara in Dav Ches Amud Aleph. Rav Yudan Brei Dav Chamo de Kvar Tachmin Kebetoich Arboim Shosom Moshe Bahar. Says the reason we have 13 Tanesim, because if you count from the first Monday of the Tainis until the last Thursday of the last Tainis, it's a total of 39 days, not including Shabbosos. So you have here a total, which is within 40 days, the Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain. We don't do more than that because you want to be matriach the tzibur too much. If you have 2 things happening together, you have a stop of rain and also you have locust, then they do blow shofar even though they had the tanesim. Why these 2 things? And these 2 things, that increases the prices of food. The shofarim get bigger. That's when you have, you don't have rain and you have locusts. So when these 2 things come together, so then they blow a shofar. Uvisheni matim chashecho. So on Mondays, close to dark, they open the stores. In what way? Pesach echad v'noy alecho. They open 1 door and close 1 door. There's 2 doors to the store. They open only 1 door. Uvichamishi mutarim b'nei kvar the Shabbos. And Thursday can do because of Shabbos. Ma pesach echad v'noy alecho. Or pesach et shneim. Meaning on Thursday you can open the entire day. But only 1 door or both doors. And the Gemara does not answer what the din is. Halacha ches zok the Mishnah. Over Eilu v'lo inanu, after these last set of Tanesim, 7 Tanesim, if that passed and no rain came, mimatim b'moso maton, they do less business, bebinyon uvinitio, building and planting, be'erusin uvinisuim, getting engaged, getting married, uvishehila shalom ben adam l'chaveiroi, they don't say shalom to each other, it's too much, kebnei adam hanizufim l'mokim, acting as people that are in a zufi, meaning they're in anger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayechidim choizu mimis'anim at she'etze Nisan. The individuals, the tzadikim, they continue doing tanesim until the end of Nisan. Yotzo Nisan v'yorduk shomim. If Nisan passed and then rain comes, simen klolo. Shenema l'ktzir chitim ayayim. Not supposed to be rain after Nisan. So to Gemara Omar Shubin Levi Hado Das Omar. When it says you're not allowed to build during this time, talk about a binyan shel simcha. Prison is doing a building of simcha for the wedding of his son. But if his wall is falling down, he can dismantle it and rebuild it. Talk about the wall of the house that he lives in, he's sleeping in, not the wall of the house of simcha. That's where Reb Chaim brings the pshat according to the Ran. Rabbo bar Koyin Omar Komi Av Yosef Barachav Shav Yaakov Bar Hidi also Lares Isha Be'ev Shabbos. Mentioned he can't get engaged. He also mentions he not only get engaged on Friday. Adodei Atomah Shol Lasot Seudas Eirusin Halaharis Yaharis. He could get engaged. Shad just have a seudo because then he may come and be nimshach into Shabbos. And now says the Gemara Shul Omar I feel Betisha Be'ev Yaharis to get engaged even in Tisha if you could. Shaloi Kadmenu Acher so nobody else will come before him to get engaged with this woman. So how's the Gemara? Machav v'shitas of the Shmuel. Chur Shmuel is contradicting himself. Tamu Noimer, he said over there, Loikim Moshiv Yechidim Beiso, B'moznayin La'alois Heimo Be'evel Yachat. He learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's Mezavik Zivugim. So how could it be someone will come and take this woman before him? Kanu Omer Achi, here he says differently. So the Gemara, no. Shami Kadminu Achi B'tfilo. Yeah, maybe someone will daven and he will be Zoich to get this woman. Tafilu Ken Loikim. If someone davens very hard to get a certain woman and he gets engaged to her because of the davening, this marriage will not survive. Either he will die or she will die. Ketir the Gemara says, B'shila Shalom, Loikim Tain. Didn't we already learn? Ain't Shalom Shalom Chaverim B'tishabov. On Tishabov, we now let us say hello to each other. Someone who's a head yoit doesn't know too much. If he says hello, you answer him in a quiet voice. So in our Mishnah is mashma that only after all this tanaisi we don't say shalom. Mashma before you do. But we learned that in Tisha B'av you're not allowed to do it immediately. The same applies to every tanis. Says the Gemara liyomim shebenasayim nitzricho. Meaning, on tanaisi, of course, you can't say hello. But the days in between the tanaisi, you could. Once the tanaisi passed and they weren't answered, so you're not allowed to say hello and not say shalom even on a regular day. Continues the Gemara of Chesamun Beis, Yotza Nisun, Akshoim Simon Klolo. If you have rain after Chodesh Nisan, it's a curse. The way you chesh ben Nisan is not Nisan of the month of Nisan. It's the season of Nisan. Whenever you have the spring season, 30 days after that. That's only if it did not rain until then. So starting rain after Nisan is a simon klolo. But if rain already came before during the winter, simon broche, and then it's a simon broche to have rain even after Nisan. With this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Tainis, Hadron Aloch Parak Me'imasei Maskirim, Hadron Aloch Parak Me'imasei Maskirim. Starting now the third parak of Maseches Tainis. So, the Mishnah Seder Tanir's Ketzat. How does the Seder, what is the Minhogim that you have in a Tainis? And Reb Chaim brings the name of the Bavli, we're talking about the last seven Tanesim, the last set of Tanesim. They take the table with the Oren where you have the Sefer Torah, you take it out to the street. They take ashes on top of the table, the head of the Nasi, the head of the Abbasin. Each one takes it, put it on his head. The old man gets up and gives Musar. It doesn't say that they were fasting, that they had sex. So yeah, you see the main thing is to do tshuva. What does it say in the pasuk in Kabbalah? Meaning in Divrei Kabbalah, tear your heart, not your clothing, and do tshuva. So why they go out to the street? It should be treated as if we go to Golos. They try to daven in the shul, did not work. So he's going out, trying to make more pressure. Why take out the table? The Aron, why put it into Rechav Shalir? It's more of a mustache was for us. We had a special keli. We had a Sefer Torah. It caused we have to be zoyin for that because we did so many averus. Rav Chuna Rabba did Tzipayim. Rav Chuna the head of the Rav Tzipayim. Our parents put on the Oren of Bris. He put gold, and we're putting on our Oren ashes. Why they blow the shofars? Should be treated as if we're crying like animals in front of you. What's this minhag to go to the kvarim? Should be treated as if we are dying, as if we're dead. All these inyanim you have over here. If we deserve to die, so treat us as if we already died. Im galus, we need to go to galus. We go out to the street. If because of hunger, so we right now we're fasting. So any type of keep of oinish already was miskayim. So they move a noisy in from Makla Gabi Atevo, they put the ashes on the table, Hashem imo enochi betzora, because it was as if a Kodesh Boku is sad with us. Every time I saw putting ashes on the table, have a goofy rod, so my body shaked because seeing putting ashes on the Aron. They put the Aron outside. Then they went home and came back from Mincha. This doesn't say like this in the Braiso. It says, "Lo yom mischalfim aleha kol hayom." They didn't switch the people. Eleha chodai yoishu mishamro kol hayom. Somebody was there the whole time keeping it. So Koshkin just didn't leave it alone. They made sure the same person guarded it the whole day. The reason they put ashes on the Aron is to remind the schus of Avram that says, "Anoichi offer veifer." You can put either sand, either earth, or ashes. Because they both apply. Has to be ashes. As if the ashes of Yitzchok, which refers to the aisle to the ram that replaced Yitzchok, that was burned and is on the Mizbeach, reminding us of the Akedah, reminding Kadosh Baruch of the Akedah, and there has to be ashes only. Says the of Yudah, Bepazi, Kadavanofik, Taniso, Avoma, Kremeon, you sit in front of them. Achenon, Kolmandol, Imato, Shimshol, Gabay, anyone that the Shamish didn't come to him, Yisav, Ophar, Eitan, Gareshi, he should take earth and put on his head. So we see two things. First of all, the Mishnah says that each one puts on his head something. So here we say that really it should be the Shamish going and putting on people's head. It's more of a tsar. But if someone did not have the Shamish, should put on his own. And in addition, it doesn't have to be ashes, it could be earth as well. That also is good enough to put on the head. And the Gemara concludes and says, "Over Reisha Nasi, but at the head of the Nasi is put in. Someone puts on him. Why? I want Tachliva Kesayka to the fire somewhere to advertise it. It's more of a bizoyim if someone else puts it. But the Nasi must be somebody else. Regular people they can put it on their own, but even that is better for somebody else to put it on them. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Tainis Davches."